Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, very excited to bring in my next guest, the crew from Game Time Management. Thanks for the time, everybody. How is the office going today on this this lovely weekend?
Everything is good, man. Everything is good. Thank God. First of all, I want to say thank you for always believing on us, always giving us the opportunity. I want to thank Ryan Schneider for making this happen. You know, what we created because of him is going to be a long run, and now we have a future champion. So get ready, man.
Okay, so Evan Martins, you just made your debut at Titan FC. You kicked ass, got yourself your first win. Congratulations on that, first of all. How were the nerves the first fight? Did it go as you imagined it would with all that hard training you put into it?
First of all, thank you. I was like prepared for this fight. You know, I trained a lot, and then all I knew was like that I was going inside of the cage and put the whole hard work that I've been, you know, training. And then, yeah, I was good. I don't get nervous before fight. I was feeling happy that, you know, so.
Was it good just getting the first one under your belt? Like, how long had it felt like you were waiting to make that that debut?
I'm sorry?
Was it good to get the first win under your belt? Like, after everything you had been, I'm sure, leading up to your first win, like, what was the feeling like after it was over?
For sure. I mean, it was my first professional. I mean, it was my first MMA fight. But, yeah, the win was perfect for me, you know, because it was meaning a lot of things. I got, you know, good gifts. I got, like, my Game Time Management team now. I'm just starting my career. So, getting that win was good, you know. So, I'm really, really happy.
You guys have been, you know, at these Titan events like crazy. I see you guys at all the regional scenes and whatnot. So, I guess as far as your the landscape of things with you know, you guys in the South Florida market and what you guys are wanting to do in the fight game, what have you seen this year turn into? Because obviously you guys have been much more visible over the last 12 months, and things seem to like they're blowing up for you. So what has that ride been like?
Man, it was just putting in hard work, man. Everybody's saying in the COVID thing, everybody's gonna be on shutdown. We sat down with Lex. We were like, hey, Lex, give us the opportunity to go ahead and just bring it to Miami, man, because in Fort Lauderdale, not for nothing, it's Fort Lauderdale, the fighters, this is the Mecca, is Miami. We have the fighters, we got Yuli. I mean, it sucks to say that he's not here right now, but he's in camp with Lex for both of their fights, upcoming fights. So he gave us the opportunity, man, and thanks for everything. And now look at us now, just making sure that every month we have somewhere to watch. UFC Fight Pass has somebody to see in the fight industry, man, and it's Titan FC. It's not just UFC, it's Titan FC, and we got Sergio will actually give you more details on that. He's the main man on that.
Yeah, give us to him, man, because you guys had the big announcement last week of you know, Lex is doing a fight. I hear Yuli's out training with him. So just all the events, and you guys being a part of putting on great events down here.
Yeah, it really, honestly, it all started, like Bean said, with Titan FC. You know, Lex believed in us. Bean and I had a dream of taking MMA to the Dominican Republic. You know, Bean's Dominican. I grew up in the Dominican Republic, so we really wanted to do something special down there and bring the sport, showcase the talent. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there's talent. Obviously, there's talent all over the world in MMA and all types of combat sports, right? So we wanted to bring it to the Dominican Republic because it's near and dear to our heart. And Lex believed in us. He let us lead the way. We got a great partnership down there, and then now it's opened the door for us in so many different avenues. You know, we have a lot of different promotions that call us that want to work with us and get them venues and help them put on events. You know, I mean, nothing's concrete, nothing's in writing, but I mean, we meet with, you know, we meet with Top Rank Boxing, we meet with the bare knuckle fighting. And you know, it's the BKFC, which is basically, you know, you talk about BKFC, that's the UFC or bare knuckle fighting. You know, Dave Feldman really is the one that fought to get this on the map and get it approved by the commission. So now it's a real sport and it's got great momentum and it's growing. And just Bean and I and our entire team, I stress that all the time. You know, we do have a great team behind us. We have a great support cast. And, you know, we're growing every day and everybody's people believe in us and they're giving us a lot of opportunities and we're making the best of it. Right. And during a time when everybody was on shutdown, we've been working hard behind the scenes. You know, a lot of stuff is coming to it because of that. And, you know, obviously one of the most exciting things of Game Time Management is, and I say it not just because she's sitting next to me, I say it all the time, is bringing Evans on board. You know, she's a special girl and she's got so much talent and we're just blessed and honored that she believed in us and she's given us the opportunity to help manage her career.
And how do you guys, I guess as a team, Evelyn, you wanting to, you know, put the landscape of your career and whatever the next steps may be, how do you guys conglomerate that between management and fighter of when you're starting a young career with a lot of promise and everything's in front of you? How do you guys work at that? I guess from every one of your angles, how do you guys feel that is to manage the start of an MMA career and the best steps to take?
You know, in reality with a young athlete, you know, and we have our youngest athlete is actually sitting in the room. He's a world champ, national champ wrestler. He's 9 years old and he's a beast. And, you know, so what we do is we treat all of our clients like family, right? So with somebody like Evelyn, it's just a matter of she's put the hard work in, right? So she just trains. It's just a matter of you can't rush things and you don't want to just fight for any promotion. And I think just to really for people to see how talented you are, you got to pick the right promotions to fight in. You got to pick the right fights and the right opponents. And it's just letting her do her work. I mean, she's the one that puts in the hard work. You know, Bean and I and Game Time Management, what we do is we give her the ability and we help make fights and get the right platform for her to showcase. And then, you know, one of the biggest things that we tell our athletes, and we've talked to Evelyn about it, you know, obviously this is fighting it can be a long-term thing. It can be a short-term thing, but the main thing is to position yourself properly and use this platform for the future, because there's always life after fighting. The beautiful thing about Evelyn, and I mean, you'll hear her speak. I mean, she speaks very well. She presents herself so well. So she's an amazing fighter, but she's also an amazing person. And, you know, all we can do is just help her showcase what she has and showcase her talents and then just basically treat her like we would treat our own, you know, our own daughter, our sister.
What would you, what made you want to get into fighting, Evelyn?
I mean, I started, like, it's a funny story because I started training MMA things, like jiu-jitsu, everything that involves MMA when I was like 12, 13 years old. But the thing is, my family all used to go to the gym and train, you know, jiu-jitsu, capoeira, some of those Brazilian sports, you know, that is popular in Brazil. I mean, they have like soccer, but my family always used to do like jiu-jitsu, capoeira. So my uncle used to fight MMA before. So when I was like 7 years old, he started fighting and I started watching his fight. And then I was like, oh, I like that. And then one day I was in a place, I don't remember where exactly, but I was watching UFC for the first time. And for the first time I saw Ronda Rousey fighting. I was like, oh, that's cool. I like it. Maybe I should try one day. And then my mom, she went to the gym. She made to train Muay Thai class. And I say, hey, mom, I want to go. And then my sister, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it together. And then I say, you got to bring me to the gym, mom. And she's like, okay, you're going to train, but you're not going to fight, because she didn't like the beginner. But, you know, because she used to say, like, it's a crazy sport. It is. But it's a sport like any other, you know. So I started from that. And then when I was 12, I did my first fight, Muay Thai fight. And then I just started fighting and training more. And then I started from striking, but I always told my daddy, like, I want to do MMA. So he bring me to the other gym to train the grappling part. So I started training wrestling, jiu-jitsu over there in Brazil. And then when I was like, real quick story, so you can know, like, already, when I was 15 years old, I came here just to train, you know, and get better in everything, actually. So I got a lot better when I got here.
Where are you training out of?
MMA Masters.
You guys are killing it right now. The whole gym. I've been talking to a lot of your fighters, and I've been saying that MMA Masters has been on just a huge, huge role. Can you? Because I feel like that ATT and Harley's, they get a lot of the shine, but MMA Masters has always been great. But I feel like they've been taking a big jump this year. So what has been everything going on there? Like, does it feel like there's a different vibe as far as it, you know, getting bigger, a lot of momentum, and you guys just rising?
Yeah, man, for sure. The difference between our gym and another gym is the quality, you know. We cannot have them like a lot of athletes, you know, fighting MMA or something like that, but we have quality. We have great coaches. Daniel Varvoyer, which is a good grappler. He's a black belt, judo and jiu-jitsu. We have Cesar Cornet, which he had like a great striker. So the whole thing that I think the difference is the quality. So that's why we've been killing, doing good. Actually, this 2020 was being a great year for us in MMA Masters because, you know, have a lot like new athletes in the UFC fighting. I mean, I just started my professional career now, so.
So, fellas, you guys announced this. You were talking about this big news this week. So Yuli's off in training Lex for this fight going down. Can you give me the backstory on this whole thing of him wanting to get in there and fight and what this is all going for and the thing that as far as Yuli getting down there and training, is he going to take it easy on Lex? Like, how is this going to go?
Well, he's not going to take it easy, man. It's a fight. He got to go in there and somebody's going to go in there and try and take his head off. So Yuli's going to be the one to say, hey, get ready. You know, who better than Yuli? About Lex, Lex has been wanting to do it. It's been inside of him. He's like, we sat down so many times, just like, guys, what do you think? And I was just like, man, what are you doing, man? You know, but go ahead, sir. I don't know how you really felt.
I mean, listen, I appreciate what he's doing. I told him, I said, look, you have nothing to prove to anybody. I mean, you did two tours of Somalia for crying out loud. You know, you've been in real battles and real war. So, you know, I understand his point. You know, he said, look, I ask these kids to get in there every day. And the reality is when you go step into a cage, you're putting your life on the line. You know, anything can happen. You know, you can get injured. You can be killed. I mean, we've seen it happen, right? So it's definitely something that he felt was very important to him, and we respect him for it. And when he told Bean and I, which is what really, you know, showed us, it gave us a lot of validation as a management company and as a friend to Lex, he said, look, with all the relationships that I have and all the management companies that I know, I want Game Time to be the one to manage me. That to us is an honor. And I think it's amazing. Bean and I are heading up to Alabama next week to camp to go see him and support. And Yuli's up there. You know, the good thing is Yuli's getting training because Yuli's fighting bare knuckle mid-November down here in Miami.
Oh, so it's coming back down here, bare knuckle?
Oh, yeah. We're working on something. You know, hopefully we keep bare knuckle here.
It's a fun event. It's a cool thing is getting to go to a couple of them. They put on a great show. I'm sure, like you guys, like they have a cool crew. But I've always said, you know, I tell this to Yuli, like he's like the Swiss Army knife of combat. Like I've seen him in boxing, I've seen him in MMA, I've seen him in bare knuckle, and bare knuckle is just such a I don't know, it's a different intensity. It's like you really don't know what's gonna happen as soon as that bell rings. I know that happens in a lot, like that could be the case in plenty of sports, but. You know, it's so new, it feels like. You really don't know how guys are going to go about with strategy in these things.
It's insane. And I mean, you were with us in Fort Lauderdale when bare knuckle fighting was here, right? And just the sound of the hand punching a face. I mean, you hear it in street fights, right? But I mean, when you're there inside of an arena and you're up close and you hear that, you hear bone on bone, it's I don't know, it's crazy. And it's super exciting. And we're glad that it's coming down to Miami because we think it's a great place with all the history that we have with backyard brawls and all that stuff here. It's a great fit, right? So, it looks like November 13th. It's looking like bare knuckle fighting will be here in Miami.
That's awesome. Before we get you out of here, you guys have been doing some awesome stuff in the community with feeding the homeless. What went about making this thing happen, a regular thing where you guys are trying to give back like that? And how is it if people didn't get a chance to see you guys do that, is there any way that people can go and help currently, you know, just to let you know your connection with it?
It started with Yuli and a few guys that he knows that were doing it straight out of their pocket just to go help. And what happened is now Yuli got involved, and then his girlfriend, Dana Brooke, WWE superstar, got involved, and it's gotten a lot of attention, and we're pulling a lot of people together. We did it yesterday. We had about like 30 some odd cars come out, and every car has several people. So we probably had like a group of, I would say like 60 to 80 people out there. And the Miami Dolphins were obviously, they're gracious enough to donate 300 meals. So that's the biggest one we've done. In the past, we usually do about 100 meals. With the Dolphins' help, we were able to do 300 meals. The good thing is that every month, we do it once a month. Every month, it gets more and more organized, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So we'll be putting it out there, but the goal is to do it once a month, every month, you know, or forever. And this thing is going to take on a life of its own, and it's going to get huge. You know, we're not doing it for Instagram. The reality is, the reason we put it out there is because we want support, right? We don't do it so that people can see that we're doing something good for to giving back. You know, we want people to know we give back, but the reality is we just want this to grow. And that's why we put it out there. So, you know, on the next one, we'd love to have you out there. It'd be cool if you can make it. You know, we usually do it on a Thursday or a Friday. And we'd love to have you out there.
Absolutely, man. We'll definitely try and make that happen. Because it's great work you guys are doing for sure. Evelyn, it's been great getting to meet you too. It's going to be exciting seeing your career blossom down here. So it's going to be looking forward to seeing the journey. And guys, it's been an awesome year seeing you guys grow as well. So thank you so much for the time. Best way to follow you guys all as far as people want to keep up with the careers and the movement and all that type of stuff.
Instagram, Game Time Management is ours. Evelyn is Evelyn Martins. No, Evelyn underscore Martins seven.
Yes.
And you know, we'll be around you. We'll stay very active. We'll stay we'll stay out there so everybody can find us and see us. But yeah, Game Time Management, and then Evelyn underscore Martins seven. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, this is really, I'm not gonna say the face of women's MMA. I'm gonna say she'll be the face of MMA, right? So just keep an eye on her. We're excited about it. So great future, great things coming.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
And
we got mad love for you.
All right, guys. Thank you to Bean, Sergio, and Evelyn Martins from Game Time Management. Congratulations again to her winning her mixed martial arts debut. That is our show for this week, everybody. If you missed any of it, download the podcast at the radio.com app. Subscribe, Fighters Fury. You could also do that on Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. You can also check us out on YouTube. Go look up Tobin Show up on YouTube, and you'll be able to subscribe there, see all of our fight videos. We have great interviews spanning a bunch back. In fact, there's a whole playlist on our YouTube page of strictly mixed martial arts content, fighter interviews, all that type of stuff. And you'll see a lot of cool in-depth stuff there. And we got more stuff coming in the weeks ahead. So everybody have a great rest of your Sunday. Hopefully this is a Sunday filled with wins, with the Dolphins taking on the Seahawks, with the Heat looking to stay alive. You know, like this is you got a chance tonight to either make it a series or, you know, the Lakers pretty much put a bow on it. So a lot of stakes coming forth tonight with your Miami Heat back in action on the floor. So we'll have full reaction for you that coming up on Monday. And until then, everybody, have a great rest of your Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.